with hot sports opinions and laughs with Sean Bass, David Mino, and their buddy Justin Montemayor on The Sweet Spot. Tomorrow from 1 till 3 on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Hey now.
All right, it's time for Bob's World. It's brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
Here's Bob.
All right, I want to talk music with my music buddies. They know so much more than I do about music. I'm just some spare who has an app called Spotify. And I'll listen to songs, and occasionally I'll go to concerts, but I don't know anything. And so once in a while, I fall down a rabbit hole. And since it's Bob's World, we're going to explore a new space for me. But it's very possible I'm about to tell you guys something you already know. And if that happens, well, then maybe somebody out there doesn't know the story, and it's not just me.
Okay.
I went to go see Weezer last week. I've always liked Weezer. I've never become a Weezer expert. They've always been there. I know they're good. I saw them for the first time. It was wonderful. But I've always had a favorite Weezer song, and despite the fact that I think most people probably are more into Undone, the sweater song, or Buddy Holly, or even Pork and Beans.
Hash Pipe.
There's a lot of great songs. My favorite has always been this one. This is Say It Ain't So, of course, from the Blue Album.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always listened to it, but I've never really put any thought into what it's about. So, do you guys know what it's about?
I don't think I know what it's about.
No,
maybe
I don't
if
think
you
I've
tell
ever
me,
paid
it'll
that
jog my memory.
Much attention to it.
All right. Well, please see if you can pick up the lyrics here in the first verse.
Somebody's hiding, it's drowning.
Okay, the lyrics. Somebody's hiney is crowding my icebox. Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes.
So they have a corpse in their fridge?
No, it's a Heineken.
Oh.
Ah.
There's a beer in the fridge. Kids, we used to call... Actually, no, we didn't. Our parents used to call the refrigerator the icebox.
Yes.
What was the... was it Terry Dorsey that had the Heine Winery? Like one of the wacky morning shows, they had a bit, and it was the Heine Winery.
Terry Dorsey from next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But let's keep going.
Sorry.
All right. Feels good.
Feels good inside.
Inside.
All right, verse 2. Here's the awesome chorus.
Say it ain't so, oh, oh. Your junk is a heartbreaker. Say it ain't so, oh, oh. My love is a life taker.
Is this about Kurt Cobain?
No.
Is it about spanking it on the couch?
No. Also, no. Now, we go through this whole song. In fact, let's see if I can magically hit the bridge by sliding it a little bit. Okay, so the song is about young Rivers Cuomo and his brother Leaves. They were born Buddhist or to Buddhist parents, and they lived in a little Buddhist compound. Okay, but mom and dad divorced when they were four. And Rivers, who I think changed his or had his name changed maybe to Kevin when they went to public school, and his brother's name had to dub
Leaves.
See if you could find what Rivers changed his name to, or they had
River Leaves.
Yeah, I think when they went to school, they got teased for everything. Rivers Cuomo, a certainly self-certified nerd. Weezer is kind of thought of as a nerd rock. They admit to loving comic books and superheroes, and they don't really care about the whole, you know, wrapping paper of we're tough and we're ready to fight or whatever it is, you know, that's out there in the music world. And this was a song about the first marriage of his mom ending when he was four. And he always believed that it was because dad had a drinking problem. So now mom gets remarried, and this is a song about him finding several years into the marriage that now dad number two is drinking. And so the song is about him discovering that now dad is a drinker. This is going to ruin another marriage. Say It Ain't So. Very, very meaningful to a young man growing up.
Who doesn't realize it's his mom's fault.
Who doesn't realize.
Yeah, but it's a Buddhist family that, and the dad was drinking, which is weird.
Well, that's what I found out when I went down the rabbit hole. So I'm listening to this at the concert, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't really even know what this song's about. And then Heine in the icebox, what are we even talking about? So I dug down, and yes, this was inspired by a teenager who is writing songs, and it's about home life. Well, there's just one problem, that it was all a misunderstanding. Because this year, Rivers Cuomo did interviews on this for the 30th anniversary, and he probably did 30th anniversary of the Blue Album. So this is all on the Blue Album, Buddy Holly, the Sweater Song, this. It's a great album, and that's why the tour is happening, is they played it end-to-end, you know, at the AAC like 10 days ago. And in the build-up, he did interviews, and I believe he's done interviews on it in the past, and he's kind of a weird dude. And,
oh, he's very weird.
And it kind of adds to the appeal, but here's an interview he did with the LA Times. And the setup is, Say It Ain't So draws on an incident from Cuomo's adolescence when the sight of a beer in his family's refrigerator led him to believe that his stepfather had become the alcoholic just as his father had. After the song came out, Cuomo heard from his dad, his real dad. He said, I hadn't spoken to him in years. I mean, I hardly spoke to him at all growing up. He only had a fax machine at the time because he's out living
right,
in a
yeah.
Buddhist whatever. And and out of the blue, I get a fax from him. And he said, the fax said, Weezer, give me a call. We need to talk. Now, the band is called Weezer because as a baby, Rivers Cuomo had a wheezing problem. And so I guess, I don't know if asthma, I think it was, but he wheezed. And so his dad just started calling him Weezer as a little pet name. And that became their ultimate band name, although I think they changed the band name several times on the way to Weezer. He said, Weezer, give me a call. We need to talk. So I get in touch with my dad and explain where I was coming from in the song. But I'm kind of mortified that a lot of Say It Ain't So, as powerful as it is and as true as it is based on a misunderstanding. The root of it is there is a photograph I have of my dad and mom where he's wearing a wife beater.
Tank top shirt.
Yes, a white tank top. We no longer call them wife beaters.
No.
And he's smoking a cigar and holding a Heineken. He looks so intimidating. And my brother and I grew up looking at this photo And somehow we got the idea in our head that he must have been an alcoholic and a very violent guy, and that's why he left us. But years later, I'm talking to my mom about it, and she said, he wasn't an alcoholic. He didn't drink or smoke. He was like a Zen Buddhist guy. We were just goofing around with that picture. Those were just props. And that's at the moment where he realizes he spent...
He told himself this story for his entire childhood.
He made up the entire story in his head that inspired this song, and the song is now like a tribute to a kid not really knowing why his mom and dad broke up a long, long time ago, and it's not even true. So I thought that was amazing, partly because it was a song that really means a lot to me, and I think still does, but it's all a lie, Corby. It's all a lie.
Yeah, that would be such a revelation as an adult to find all that out. Like, wait a minute. I've been pouring my heart out on stage forever?
Yeah.
Thinking that...
Abandoned by an alcoholic father who never touched alcohol?
Yes, who never did anything wrong.
So dad hears a song about him. I don't know, the first time...
And he's like, well, wait, why did y'all divorce?
Yeah, well, that's okay. Now that's a whole different story, I'm sure, and maybe that
maybe she just got tired of living on a commune with a bunch of other Buddhists.
Very possible. So, if you like me enjoy Weezer's "Say It Ain't So," there's a good chance you already knew this story, but now I know why there's a Heine in my icebox and why that like father stepfather. As we're going down the same path again. A stepfather is actually drinking a beer as well.
Never
it's
knew
gonna
any
ruin
of that.
Everything.
That's
now,
awesome.
Now dig into Pink Triangle.
I'll get on all of it.